Israel, meanwhile, is planning to expand its settlement program to house 1 million settlers in the West Bank and East Jerusalem Al-Quds by 2019. Experts believe that is in line with Tel Aviv's policy to control the occupied territories through Judaization and ethnic cleansing. Our correspondent Mona Kandil has more in this report.
As part of its ethnic cleansing program, Israel is planning to increase the number of Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem Al-Quds to 1 million by 2019. This means the number is likely to grow as much as 50% compared to the current number of settlers. Experts say this move would create a canton system in the occupied Palestinian territory.
Israel is imposing a Judaizing and ethnic cleansing de facto. The number of Jewish settlers would reach 1 million by 2019. Israel now has confiscated 62% of the West Bank, and this is a real danger that prevents the creation of a coherent Palestinian state in light of the Israeli violations, continued displacement of Palestinians, and mass transfer. Israel wants to reduce the Palestinian presence and raise the number of settlers.
Since the beginning of the Israeli occupation of the West Bank in 1967, Tel Aviv has implemented a consistent and a systematic policy to encourage its citizens to move to the West Bank. It has offered them financial benefits and incentives, either directly or through local Jewish authorities.
The whole infrastructure that they are doing now in the West Bank, and with the whole separation and segregation that they are trying to do with the apartheid system that they are creating, putting the Palestinians into isolations and giving the settlers the vast majority of the land with the resources, that will enable the settlements to grow up more and more. And that's the Zionist colonial project we are talking about. It's settler colonialism. They are just like came with their settlers, uprooting the people, competing them on the same spot of land, and they push them out by force.
As a matter of fact, the existence of Jewish settlements on Palestinian lands violates the human rights of Palestinians, including their rights to property, equality, adequate standard of living, and freedom of movement. For Palestinians, the rapid growth among Jewish settlers means more land confiscation and more settlement activity. In addition to this, the radical changes that Israel has made to the map of the occupied West Bank preclude any real possibility of establishing an independent and contiguous Palestinian state. Mona Kandil for Press TV, in front of Pesigot settlement in occupied Ramallah.